Chapter 1 Detective Superintendent Alan Banks stood in front of the mirror in the gents and studied his reflection. Not bad, he thought, tightening his mauve and gold striped tie so that it didn't look as if the top button of his shirt was undone, which it always was. He couldn't stand that claustrophobic feeling he got when both button and tie pressed on his Adam's apple. There was no dandruff on the collar or shoulders of his suit jacket, and his dark hair was neatly cropped, showing a hint of grey, like a scattering of ash around the temples. He had no shaving cuts, no shred of tissue hanging off his chin, and he wore just a faint hint of classic Old Spice aftershave. He straightened his shoulders and spine, noting that there were no bulges in his jacket pockets to spoil the line of his new suit. His wallet and warrant card were all he carried, and both were slim. He fastened the middle button, so the jacket hung just right, and decided he was ready to face the world. He glanced at his watch. The meeting was due to begin at 9 sharp, and it was about 2:03. He left the gents and took the stairs, 2 at a time, up to the conference room on the top floor of the old Mock Tudor building. Timing was an issue. Banks didn't want to be the first to arrive, but he didn't want to be the last either. As it happened, he ended up somewhere in the middle. Detective Chief Superintendent Gervaise and Assistant Chief Constable McLaughlin stood outside the room chatting as they waited outside. Banks could see through the open door that some people were already seated. "Alan," said McLaughlin, "new duties not proving too much of a burden, I hope?" Banks's promotion to Detective Superintendent had come through a short while ago. A bloody miracle in this day and age, or so he had been told, and he had spent the last few weeks learning the ropes. "Not at all, sir," he said. "I had no idea how much I was getting away with before." Gervaise and McLaughlin laughed. "Welcome to the real world," said the latter. "Shall we go in?" McLaughlin went ahead. Banks turned to Gervaise and whispered, "Any idea what this is about?" She gave a quick shake of her head.
"Very hush-hush," she said. "Rumour has it that the Chief Constable himself is going to be here."
"Not crime stats or more budget cuts, then?" Gervaise smiled.
"Somehow I doubt it."
The conference room was sparsely furnished. Nothing but an oval table, tubular chairs, and institutional cream walls.